Push and Chain on WTIP 90.7 FM on the dial. Thanks, gentlemen, for coming in and playing some music for us.
Thank you for asking us. It's appreciated.
Well, we have the Roadhouse here on Friday night, and a tradition on the Roadhouse is, of course, to have live music. And you guys have just wandered back in from out there on the road, being road warriors.
Yes. Luckily, this one's been on the books for about 7-8 months.
Yeah, well, we'll go with that story.
Dave's super organized, and I know that about him.
Yeah, you guys are the best for coming in to the Team Dave show. Can we just call you guys Daves tonight? Because we haven't introduced you yet.
Why not?
A lot of Daves.
We'll just all be Daves.
So we'll be Daves. I can be Dave.
Bump Dave Boyd Blomberg and Adam Dave Moe.
I prefer Super Dave.
You got a middle name, Dave? Super Dave it is.
Super Dave.
So, Push and Chain, yep. Boyd Blomberg and Adam Moe do... Duo, dynamic duo, left to right as well. Adam on the right,
Boyd on the left. I'm gonna kick off. I'm facing the sun.
Yeah,
I'm playing against the wind.
You got the fiddle.
Yeah,
I'm playing against the wind.
Bump's got the guitar, and you guys have been playing together
too long. We had our maniversary last month.
A maniversary.
Yep.
What,
20 years.
20 years.
Guess what that means? We're almost the same age as the radio station.
Well, look, for you, we're having a party. You could just show up at our party.
That's right.
We've been mentioning it on the gigs lately, and someone says, well, what's the 20-year anniversary? Is it, you know, diamonds or...
I think, isn't it like ulcers?
I think it's little ball of anger.
Yeah, little
is what the 20-year anniversary is.
One is paper, two is tin, 20 is little ball of anger.
No, we played our dear friends, David and Mary Kate, we played their wedding at Lutzen Resort 20 years ago, March.
Wow.
So it's really easy to remember because it's their wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Yep.
See how that works?
And you guys used to play up at Trail Center.
We did that.
Way back when?
Yeah, for the first few years we played, so starting 98, for the first number of years, we had a couple years up at the Ski Hill when Claire Nalesny was booking things there at Papa Charlie's, where we play three times a weekend for après ski in the winter, and then in the summer we'd play for people waiting online at Trail Center for Sarah Friday and Saturday, and then all the rest of the things, you know, we've been playing at the tavern since a couple weeks after they opened, and etc. We played all the gin joints up and down.
That's and survived it all.
And survived it
tonight
all.
Tonight we're playing the Wonder Bar.
We're playing the Wunderbar.
The new gin joint.
Yes. Clamp ground. Exactly.
And is Salty Dog still in the repertoire? Or have you abandoned that long ago?
Oh, you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
It
well,
could happen, but...
It was Ginny's favorite song. You had to play it every show.
That's right.
Yeah.
We haven't played it much. We've probably played... I can't remember the last time we played it.
Oh, well, let's just keep things interesting.
But
let's see if you can pull it out.
We may be able to.
No pressure.
Yeah, the problem with that song is lyrics. There's hardly any verses to it, so.
There's a lot of verses.
You could make things up.
I'll make them up.
And some of them may not be...
That's the other problem is we have the FCC to deal with.
Well, it's just, you know, that song is, you know, there's probably hundreds of verses for it, and it's rife with double entendre.
Some of it Double is even just entendre. It's like single entendre.
Yeah, it's just like...
Is it single entendre or is it just entendre?
I think it may just be entendre. I'm not sure.
I don't know. We'll have to consult the producer and see.
Well, Animal, for sure, just sing the clean
lyrics. I'll sing out all the dirtiest ones.
It's too early for the blue show.
It is.
Way too early. So what else is going on? 20-year anniversary here at WTIP.
Yeah, we had a cake last Friday.
Really?
You guys missed that a bit.
There's no cake tonight.
No, there's fresh coffee.
Adam and I were waxing nostalgic. One of the first year or two, I think it was probably the first year, we used to do the Monday Night Mix, right, in the broom closet over at the school. And we would I'd fill up... an 18-gallon Rubbermaid bin of CDs, and we'd bring them in, and we would just do, like, freeform radio on Monday Night Mix. So we'd start out with maybe a theme like trains or something, and then it would just start
By the second song, that would change.
And then we'd just go. And then it was a lot of fun. So we should reprise that sometime this year.
I used to do it with my wife as well, and people across the lake would listen to her and I argue.
That's riveting radio.
It was pretty weird.
Yeah. Riveting radio.
Was it only the people across the lake that were listening?
Yeah, well, they're the only ones that could handle it. Everyone around here was too sad to hear us arguing and be like, oh, they should stop.
And then Adam had the Dr. Big Ears radio show as well, which was the old-time radio dramas that he'd dig up back when you had to get them on cassettes,
back when you had to get them from the people who owned them,
Right.
Now they're all over the place. So.
With the YouTubes and whatnots.
Well, do you guys want to play us another tune, or shall we wander off into more
waxing
poetic?
We can do one. Let's do one more tune, and then we'll talk about what's coming up.
Yeah.
Ooh, we got a
we're planning on doing a world premiere for
world
our new
premiere
album
here on WTIP, because we like it here so much. Of course.
But now we have to think of a song.
Good Admiral.
Can you think of any?
Mr. Nimitz, Admiral Nimitz, Jeff on the board out there, thank you very much. It's always nice seeing you through the studio window, knowing we're in able hands right there with Jeff mixing us.
You'd be glad it's not the Dave.
I don't know. I was just wondering how much coffee you've had today. You seem pretty talky.
More than
normal. Okay.
What do you got? This is a song I wrote called If You Should Ever.
Never given too much thought about knowing all the rules. Now day by day I've come to know what a real love can be when it beckons from below. If you should ever want to see me again, said a future's long and now I'm waiting on an end. If you should ever want to see me again, tell me when and where, and I promise I'll be there. Mile after mile I drove all night to your door. When all is said and done, who am I to want some more? Now inch by inch I'm crawling out of this lonesome hole where I've been living note to note. If you should ever want to see me again, you said a future's long and now I'm waiting on an end. If you should ever want to see me again, tell me when and where, and I promise I'll be there. I know you're playing fair. Baby, I know someday you'll tell me when and where. And this I promise, I'll be there. If you should ever want to see me again, you say the future's long and now we're waiting on an end. If you should ever want to see me again, tell me when and where, and I promise I'll be there. Just tell me when and where, and I promise I'll be there.
Lovely. That was very nice.
Thank you very much.
Drink that one didn't make the album.
No, that one didn't make the cut.
That one ended up on the floor somewhere,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So the songwriting thing, you've been doing a lot of the songwriting. You've been doing workshops doing songwriting, helping people, learning,
yeah,
and what?
Yeah, I helped judge a songwriting contest down in River Falls a few weeks ago during that snowstorm they had down there. There were 14 bands at the River Falls Roots and Bluegrass Festival, 7 of which canceled due to the weather. And then,
but there was a lot of pickup work for a fiddle player.
Yeah, there sure was. Yeah. And so we did a gig during the day at the West Wind, and then we were asked to play that in the Monroe Crossing, and had to cancel. They got in an accident. Everyone was okay, but so anyway, we played that evening, and they hooked us up with the hotel rooms, and I was parked on the street, and I woke up in the morning. How much snow do we get? I say to myself. I look out the window, and no cars there. I was towed, and my coat was in my car, so I got out and walked 4.5 blocks to the River Falls police station on a Sunday morning to try to get my car out of Hawk. It was a beautiful, beautiful experience.
One of us came home with some money from that weekend.
Yeah,
the other exactly. One did not.
I did my part to keep the lights on in River Falls, Wisconsin.
But there's got to be a song in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Not a very good one, though. Just kind of a boring one.
When the officer gave me a lift to the impound lot, which was a couple miles away from the police station, I got to sit in the front of the cop vehicle.
Been a long time since you'd been in the front.
Yeah.
Hadn't been in those fiberglass seats in a while. Huh?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So we just got back, what, a month ago now?
Yeah.
Right? From recording the album, the new album.
Right.
Talk about that.
Well, I came in and Will Moore helped us out. We ran a big kickstarting campaign, and it was difficult for self-deprecating Scandinavians such as ourselves to ask for money. We had a big ask, $19,500, and we busted it by a couple thousand.
Well,
bucks.
The asking isn't as hard as the accepting.
Yeah, that was it.
But
that was it.
Thanks, so, everybody.
Thank you. So we hit our goal, and we got to go down, and it was co-produced by Bill Kirchen from Commander Cody, who is one of his more famous tunes that he's known for is Hot Rod Lincoln. And there were a lot of great stories. And then Mark Hallman owns the studio Congress House. And so and Mark has been in the recording industry since the early 70s. He had a band called Navarro, which ended up being Carole King's backup band in the late 70s. And he produced a few albums for Carole King. And he's done a whole bunch of people. So it was a great, great experience. And we went in there and put 12 songs down, kept them all, and we had some gigs then in Oklahoma. And so we left Austin, Texas. We were in studio for 5 full days, I guess. Mm-hmm. About six total. And we drove away, and we didn't get to hear anything because it was all in Pro Tools. It was all, you know, it wasn't mixed down at all yet. So 2 days ago, we got a sound file from Mark Hallman, who is in process of mixing and mastering. We're also doing vinyl, so it takes 2 different kind of mastering suites to kind of handle that stuff. And so anyway, we got to hear something, and if it's okay, we'd like to play the one track we were sent. So this is just an MP3 file, and I got to pull it up here because it's literally on my phone.
It's on the phone, yeah.
So it's just an MP3 file, we'll and it's just a rough mix, but it'll give you an idea. We got the personnel here is Bill Kirchen on Telecaster guitar and baritone guitar, and then Adam, of course, singing and fiddling, and I'm playing some acoustic guitar and singing a song I wrote called Lucky You, Lucky Him. And
Dave Carroll on bass
and Rick Richards on drums.
Yep.
So you talk, Adam, while I play.
All right, I'll do that. So the system for getting this all done in 5 or 6 days was pretty impressive. We got all of the drums and bass done in the first day and a half, and those guys were out. And then we just sat around and figured things out. And it was really fun to watch Bill, you know, learn the songs and figure out what he wanted to do. And
these guys were so fast and they cared, which is, as a musician, especially, you know, everyone's so dang precious about their own songs they write. And when someone cares, it's a real nice feeling. So one of the stories I'd like to briefly tell is I'm in the studio alone with Dave Carroll, the bass player, and I have this tune, Hearts Ache When Hearts Break. And I said, I kind of like to turn it into kind of like a Ray Price shuffle. I said, I don't really know how to go about that or whatever. And Dave Carroll says, well, I was out with Ray Price in 80 and 81. And I'm not exactly sure what he'd do here, but let's try this.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my gosh, you know, these guys have played with everybody, you know. Yeah. And then, you know, I'm Rick Richards was out with Joe Walsh a whole bunch. And I was, and Joe Walsh was living in Ringo Starr's pool house after he was going through a divorce. And so Rick was recounting stories of jamming with Ringo Starr.
Playing with Ringo,
And I mean, it was just one thing after another. And then Kirchen, of course, you know, Adam and I are huge music fans. So
it was a whole bunch of me wondering what I was doing in the room with
Adam calls it imposter syndromes, you know.
It was a lot of imposter
syndromes. There were a lot of takeaways, you know. Kirchen, I was like, that, you know, when you in 73, when you played with the Grateful Dead and the band on that bill, Commander Cody, we played with the Dead a few times, and you never want to leave your drink unattended in the early 70s at one of those Grateful Dead shows. That was the takeaway.
Yeah, all
I was
that
like,
stuff.
Wise.
Yeah, very smart.
Well, anyway, we could go on and on. Let's give this thing a listen here, and we'll see if we can get it up to
speed. We got her potted up?
Yep.
All right.
You'd sit and think it over, your fortune silhouetted by the skies. Now my ship's on shore, it's run aground, the rudder's lost and can't be found. You know how much it makes me wanna cry. You made me cry. Oh, lucky you. Thank you. lucky you.
That's what that's all about.
We accidentally made us a Austin, Texas taco flavored
honky tonk.
Honky tonk. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Some two stepping going on in Cook County tonight.
Yeah. We're
right around the kitchen.
About it. We're pretty excited about it. And that's
amazing.
Just the rough mix. So once it gets all polished up, it's going to be. We're pretty happy.
Well, yeah. Sounds pretty good like it is.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to get better.
So, we're playing over right across the street at a Wonder Bar tonight. So, everyone come out, quit your jobs, follow the band. Next Friday night, we're in...
Iowa?
Fairfield, Iowa. Cafe Paradiso. And then Saturday night, we are in Viroqua, Wisconsin at Driftless Books with our friends, the Home Fires. Vicki Emerson and Sarah Morris, who are fantastic. And we have one more. We're going back to the scene of the crime. I just booked a date with Jeff and Susan. We're going to be at the Tavern on Saturday, the 2nd of June,
mm-hmm.
for any locals that want to come out and
always a good time.
Listen to us.
Yep.
So that's what's going on.
Pushing Chain here at the Roadhouse on the Shore. Dave Seaton, Dave Terstig being entertained and bringing that entertainment to you. With Boyd Blomberg and Adam Moe on the fiddle and guitar. You guys, this new album, when's it going to drop?
June-ish.
It'll be
maybe.
In June sometime.
We have a release show we're co-billing with Rosie Flores down the Twin Cities, and that's on Saturday the 8th
the
of 8th. September.
Yep.
So...
But the goal is to get it out and ready to go by June, so we can maybe sell a few this summer and help to pay for gas, because we've got trips to Georgia, and I mean we're going all over.
We got a bunch of touring we're doing this summer. So
when you guys are hopping all over the country,
mm-hmm.
are you just playing the gigs, or are you doing things like this where you're doing a little?
Occasionally when you can line them up, we'll do the radio thing.
We were on Cush Radio, Cush, which was an AM station down in Cushing. That was
I thought maybe that was going to be Northern California.
Honestly, people from California have tried to buy their call letters, and they won't sell. So
yeah, it's great.
It's KUSH, Cushing, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Radio Cush.
They always say, push the Cush.
Yeah.
Well.
So, yes, we do, and college radio and, you know, whatever.
You know. You guys are just really, you know, at 20 years, right? You're old hands at this whole radio interviewing thing.
Well, you notice I asked some of the questions.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's kind of where I'm going with this, is that you guys just preempt all the questions.
I'm sorry.
So no, it's great. Actually, this makes it a lot easier for us, really. Well, so what I want to know is, what is the most annoying thing that people ask?
Well, for me, it's the time-honored, which comes first, the lyrics or the song? Yeah,
or the
melody or the music.
For me, it's probably, what's the difference between a fiddle and a violin? That's probably the... I mean, I hate to say annoying, because it's kind of fun. People ask and you have a bunch of questions, answers in your pocket.
So he's collected them. So, Adam, what's the difference between a fiddle and a violin?
It's a fiddle when you buy it and a violin when you're trying to sell it.
So, Adam, what's the difference between a fiddle and a violin?
A violin doesn't have as much beer spilled on it.
Okay, Adam, what's the difference between a fiddle and a violin?
I can't think of any more right now.
I have one.
Yes.
As a luthier, there is a specific difference between a fiddle and a violin.
Oh, love it.
It's the radius of the bridge.
Oh, I suppose.
It's a flatter radius so that you can play double stops easier on a fiddle. So you can get all technical on people now.
I tell them it doesn't matter because mine has five strings.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a vile.
It's a whatever
thing.
It is.
It is a vile thing.
Violin. It's a vile thing.
It's a vile.
It's in the violin family.
Awfully vile. And then the other, I mean, we get asked all the time, how did you guys meet? And I always say ChristianMingle.com.
And I say FarmersOnly.com. That's my stock answer.
See, you've got the whole spiel down.
Yeah,
so, you know, 20 years of all this stuff, and you just
and they
got
always
rolling.
Ask where the name came from, and we pretty much settled on it. Something my grandpa used to say about working with my uncle and my dad,
which is true.
It's
just like pushing chain.
Yeah,
it's a regionalism.
Chain. It's like pushing chain with you guys.
So but down south, it's pushing rope
uphill.
Yeah, exactly. A Prometheus kind of a, or a, no, no, Sisyphus.
The Sisyphus.
Sisyphus.
Yeah.
Well, boy, am I relieved I haven't asked any questions yet.
Right. Well, see that.
Fire away.
That was kind of why I was thinking.
Fire away!
This is an opportunity.
We may or may not talk about you right in front of you on air, but we certainly when we're driving away, we will be.
Well, that guy sure was quiet, wasn't he? Sitting there like a dope.
So we were in with Will Moore at last one of the pledge drive, recent pledge drive, might have been the spring one. And Bob was up the night before asking us very good questions, and he had them written down over there. And poor Bob Lemaitre, I love Bob, right?
We weren't going to let him talk.
No,
about
we. Adam got Bob figuratively in a headlock and just. That interview went right off the rails, right then and there.
That
was good. He knew we were busting his chops. So we turned it around, and we were asking him questions, see, and then it turned into the Bob Lemaitre interview, in there, which is great.
Well, I have a feeling that we should probably play another song before we start asking you some questions. So what do you got?
I don't know.
What? I don't know. What would you like to do?
You want to try that salty dog?
Sure.
Really?
Well,
I don't have a kazoo. I'd have to do mouth kazoo.
I'm standing on the corner with my hat in my hand. Wish for a woman ain't got no man. Honey, let me be a salty dog. Look here, Sally, I know you. You're a run-down woman with worn-out shoes. Honey, let me be a salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. God made women and made it mighty funny. When you kiss them around the mouth, they're sweet as any honey. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Two old ladies laying in the sand, each one wishing that the other was a man. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Mouth solo as promised.
In the wild woods, sitting on a log, finger on a trigger and an eye on a hog. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Well, I pulled that trigger and the gun let go, and the shot fell over in Mexico. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
About the guy in France.
I was born in California, I was raised in France. I'm a dirty old man and I wear silk pants. Honey, let me be your salty dog. I can't let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
One more time with gusto.
Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Sorry, everybody.
Thank you. Oh, that was wonderful. I think Leon Redbone called that the thrumpet.
The thrumpet. There you go. I saw a guy, actually, there's a guy that does it, but he does the raspberries at the same time. So he's like,
and it makes everybody wet and it's disgusting. I thought about doing that, but I didn't.
But there's no cover on the mic.
There's
so
no,
thank
yeah,
you.
I didn't put the YMCA on the
So lest anyone think we take ourselves too seriously.
Right. That is half the battle of being a musician, isn't it? Right. It's just letting it happen.
At this point in, I guess it's a career, it doesn't really matter. It just doesn't. It really doesn't.
Well, thanks for having us.
We appreciate it.
It's been super fun. And we always like coming in here. This is like coming home. So, well, yeah. Actually... legitimately is coming home
for him. Yeah. He was raised like a stalk of corn here in Cook County.
Big fat stalk of corn.
This isn't corn country.
No. Well, like a big fat
white
just
pine?
A big fat white guy.
White
that's
pine.
Me. Yeah.
White pine.
Oh, white pine.
White pine.
I thought you said big fat white guy. Either no. either way works.
Sure. You got anything? You got
on, wait a minute now.
One question.
There was going to be a premiere. Was that what we heard
that was
on
it.
The
yeah,
MP?
Yeah, that was it.
That was the MP3?
Yeah, yeah.
Unfiltered. Thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you for that.
It's the first time anyone... Well, we sent it to a few friends and associates.
Ooh, I have an annoying question. What's the name of the album?
Don't know.
Don't know yet.
Oh, that's a popular
That's a great
one.
Album name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the first one that we ever did, we called Here's Some Songs We Know.
I thought that was an excellent album
name. I thought
it was, too. I really did.
I'm really pushing... I don't know. We've got ideas, but every time I bring it up, Frowny McFrowns a lot over here just mixes me.
So, Frowny, let's hear some of the ones that are not going to make the cut, because we really should, you know. What you know the ones that are not going to make the cut.
Jonathan Mo Seagull
was
one of them that I thought.
Yeah.
No, I don't, we haven't...
I really think we should just embrace... folky tonk and just call it
yeah
that,
I came up with this we get asked a lot, what kind of music do you play, and we call ourselves folky tonk. I came up with this a few years back because we have honky tonk or Americana connotes, usually full band, drums and bass and everything else, and we tour as a duo for various reasons, and it just seems to kind of fit, you know. We're really in the folk tent, which is we do a lot of house concerts, and we end up playing, like North Shore Music Association type of music events out
everywhere else.
Everywhere else, right. You know. And so we're kind of under the umbrage of the folk thing, which is fine by us. You know, we're big proponents and members of Folk Alliance International, and. So we might call it folky talk. Adam, he doesn't like albums that are named after a song on the album. So that mixes 12 ideas right there. And I don't know, but we should probably get Jeff Trodahl, our artist, we should probably get an idea to him soon, I would imagine.
Well, he could just leave a chunk open for where the title goes.
Yes, of course. So I don't know. It could just be Bumpin' Adam's new album. I guess for now.
Or it could just.
I think we should call it Cool AF.
Yeah. Any more questions?
It's almost like you're daring them to ask you something. Have you noticed that?
No,
hey, ask me some questions. Come on.
Well, but the other is we're just kind of letting you guys go and seeing where you go.
You're
that's
tired.
Just, that's
been
just,
doing this.
No. This
since
is just
five.
As much fun.
Yeah.
Because we just like to see where your brains go.
Well, yeah.
I've been really nice, though.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. Adam, the older
thank
gets.
You, and we appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome.
He, we used to have a muzzle at the ready for him, but now he's actually like grown this last filter, which most of us are born with. But
well,
Adam
no,
has,
I can control it, though, because there are times when I take it off.
Yeah.
On and purpose. Then,
you can take off the soul patch? That's
no, the filter. That's my soup filter.
That's the flavor saver right there.
You know why I have this beard? It's because I have what we call in the business a weak chin. And so the beard gives me a little bit more shape in the face.
On profile.
It's like Sam Elliott with the big walrus thing.
Exactly. That's right. He has what we call a weak lip.
Yes. Yeah. Most definitely.
It's all like kind of up and you just see his teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you guys got another song you'd like to play? Another one that you know?
No. Sure, we'll play one more. Jeez. And then we got to run over and set up.
Yeah. Thanks.
I'm going to check tuning.
Why?
Well, you are listening to Push and Chain on WTIP, North Shore Radio at 90.7, and up and down the Gunflint Trail at 90.1. No, that's not right.
Sure. That's
I should
porch.
Know that because it's the station I
you
listen
had
to.
All this time we're talking to get this together.
I have, and well, see, I'm not the professional here. Dave is the professional here. I'm just the substitute guy. So,
and we got 10 minutes. We don't have to do this yet.
Right. I just was filling time.
I got you.
I'll just be blunt.
Weather.
Let's talk a little phenology.
There's a little wind.
How much ice you got? You have up on.
Well, you missed
Jack.
The ice conversation.
Give the ice report.
Oh, I did. Yeah. Well, we got about 16 inches on Hungry Jack Lake. Yeah, there's still. About eight. Yes, but it's all soft and rotten, and it's really
so, nice. That's what we call rotten ice.
Rotten ice. Yeah. Yes, it's soft and.
Careful,
rotten.
Dave. I think they're pulling the Lemaitre.
Uh oh.
No. We're,
no. Is that what we're going to call it? WTIP. Pulling the Lemaitre.
Pulling the Lemaitre.
Back to you guys.
What can we get him to say? Let's get him to talk about something.
Let's get
really
him to talk
dumb.
About his ice hole.
Oh, I'm curious. I heard peepers in Lutzen.
Oh, really?
Last night for the first time.
Yeah.
Yep.
It sounded like that.
Yeah.
It's cool. Okay. I like them. We're going to go tomorrow. I like to go in Duluth. There's a peeper place. It's so loud you almost have to plug your ears, and I like peeper to go there. You know, I go to my peeper place.
Jeepers peepers.
Where'd you get them creepers?
Should we do this song now, or you got something to say?
Last song.
Okay.
Talk it up.
We're going to cover ourselves a Tom T. Hall song. This is Woo-hoo. Called A Week in a Country Jail.
I have a question.
Sure.
If we cover a song, do you guys have to write that one down?
Of course.
Right.
Yep.
Do you do that? I don't know. I'm going to write the FCC and find out.
No, actually, I do know the answer to that. You don't, because it's a single performance that'll never be heard again.
Nice.
You might have to pay.
No, I'm not paying. Oh. I'm not.
We've paid. We've paid. Blood. Yeah.
See all these the tracks of my tears are my payment.
Week in a country jail.
Do do do. Do do do. Do do do. One time I spent a week inside a little country jail. I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me. Said that I was speeding through their town. They said tomorrow morning you can see the judge, then go. They let me call one person on the phone. Well, I thought I'd be there overnight, so I just called my boss to tell him I'd be off, but not for long. They motioned me inside a cell with seven other guys, one little barred up window in the rear. My cellmate said that if they'd let me bring some money in, we ought to send the jailer for some beer. Well, I had to pay him double, cause he was a man in charge, and the jailer's job was not the best in town. Later on, his wife brought hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. The first day I was there, I turned it down. Next morning, they just let us sleep, but I was up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on, we got more hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. By now, I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, I had thought that I had been forgotten when the sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, where is the guy who thinks that this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law. So I told him who I was and told him I was working steady and I really should be getting on my way. Well, that part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said the judge will be here any day. Well, the jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful, but she brought that hot bologna every day. After 7 days, she got to looking so much better, I asked her if she'd like to run away. Next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had. He said, son, let this teach you not to race. The jailer's wife was smiling from the window as I left.
In 30 minutes, I was out of state. Do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Very nice.
Yes.
Push and Chain. Very nice. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us.
Push and Chain across the street at the Wonder Bar in an hour.
Hit at 8.
Or so.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for coming. You're back welcome. Home.